What's the only country that entered the 21st century with more trees than in the 20th century? Where was instant messaging developed? Where are the most biotech startups per capita? And how do you turn a desert into the proverbial land of milk and honey? These are just some of the interesting bits you'll learn from the exhibition Israel, Yesterday, Today, and Tomorrow at the Maltz Museum of Jewish Heritage. Believe it or not, the state of Israel is turning 60 years old. While it may seem that the exhibit would be of interest to seniors who were around back in 1948 or just to Jewish people, Museum Executive Director Judy Feniger tells us that they worked hard to make it interesting for people of all ages, races, and cultures. Take a listen.
Coming to you from the world-renowned Magnum Building on beautiful Payne Avenue in the heart of Cleveland, Ohio, it's the entrepreneur himself, Dan Hansen, bringing you the Great Lakes Geek Show.
Today we're speaking with Judy Feniger. Judy is the director of the Maltz Museum. Judy, tell us about the museum.
Well, the museum is about 2.5 years old in Beechwood. We were opened in October 2006. We've had about 100,000 people come through here since then, 18,000 of them school children. And our permanent collection, The American Story, is about diversity and tolerance and the building of Cleveland and the immigrants and settlers who came here, the Jewish neighborhoods that were built up, and all kinds of things. And then we have special exhibitions, including our current exhibition, Israel, Yesterday, Today, and Tomorrow.
It seems amazing, but the state of Israel will be 60 years old now, and for people who with a sense of history, they may be able to understand that. But for younger people, 60 years, you know, Israel's been around forever. Tell us what's important about this exhibit and Israel being around for 60 years.
Well, I think what we thought of when we planned it was that things go by so quickly. And so if you think about the 40s, the end of World War II, and then the establishment of the State of Israel, and in a 60-year span, which is relatively short, all the things that have happened. So we decided to take a look back and have a traditional birthday anniversary type of a celebration looking at the first 60 years. And so we have a photographic exhibition from Magnum Photos, a very renowned photo cooperative that within 60 pictures takes a look at the first 60 years of Israel. But then we kept thinking that that wasn't really the story of Israel that we knew and that we want everybody to know, which is all of the wonderful, marvelous technological innovations, medical and agricultural innovations and excellence coming out of Israel. So we curated a show that we call Israel A Look Forward to take a look at all of those wonderful miracles, and also the really close relationship that Ohio has to Israel, a lot of joint ventures, a lot of venture capital and investments, and then the inventors themselves who are here and doing clinical trials with the Cleveland Clinic and UH and many other organizations working with folks in town to bring this technology to America.
You know, the United States and Israel have had such a special relationship over the years. So this exhibit is really, it goes well beyond just of being interest to the Jewish community, correct?
Absolutely, and our museum is as well. We have a lot of Jewish visitors, of course, but non-Jewish as well, school children from all over. We do programs where we fund the Cleveland Metropolitan School System to send children here. We have a new donor who is going to help us bring more children from the Catholic Diocese here. We've had about 2,500 in our first couple of years, but as he said to us, there are 60,000 kids in those schools, and they should all come here. So yeah, the exhibition is not at all just for Jews or about Jews.
You know, as we browse through the exhibit, it's very impressive and inspiring, and I learned so much. But what are some of the things that you think people don't know about the State of Israel that they're going to learn from this exhibition?
Well, I think the first thing, if they come here, they should come into our transition gallery, which has a section called Who Knew, which is 25 little known facts about Israel and all sorts of things, like that Israel is the only nation to enter the 21st century with more trees than it had in the last century. And there's all sorts of fun facts like that about the educational system and the innovations coming out of Israel. I think most people don't know that instant messaging was invented in Israel and many, many other technologies. And while people do know, of course, that Israel is a desert, they probably don't know about all the agricultural innovations that have happened there from the 40s on to turn the desert into the proverbial land of milk and honey, and with all the trees and forests that are there, so that it can be the only one that has more trees now than it used to.
You know, I've been in technology forever, and I just learned that as I was browsing through that ICQ was from an Israeli company and really started the whole instant messaging revolution. There's a lot to learn here. And in particular, besides the United States having a special relationship with Israel, Ohio and Cleveland in particular has had a special relationship, and that's, I know you have a film that was custom made for you that kind of shows some of that.
We do. We were very lucky. We were able to create a film for this exhibition called Hopes and Dreams. It's by a videographer named Stephen Hacker, who's a wonderful community treasure to us and did it for us pro bono and in a very short period of time. But it came from a suggestion in our advisory committee that we have all these people who are so closely connected and who were around when the State of Israel was born, and that we ought to get their recollections on film. So we put together a group of just a wonderful range of friends of the museum, from Congressman Louis Stokes, Senator George Voinovich, Bishop Pilla, and he was here yesterday with us for our member opening, Albert Ratner and Sam Miller, who are great supporters of ours, Etta Berger, who was around in Israel at the time of statehood, Zev Harel, who was a freedom fighter, Harold Isaacs was a munitions maker, Donna Yanowitz is a community leader who has been to Israel many times and helped bring the Ethiopian Jews to Israel, and I've probably forgotten a few, but really a wonderful range of people who speak very emotionally and personally. So that will be showing as any time the museum is open during the run of this exhibition through June in our viewing room.
And I think it's interesting how people who have had some, who have lived through the last 60 years or more and witnessed some of these events will be able to relate to the photos and all. But for the kids who are learning for the first time, I noticed you have a laptop set up where they can actually communicate with their peers in Israel.
We do, and that's a venture with, again, one of our advisory committee members from Suburban Temple. Rabbi Bram and his wife are involved in a program. And we don't just want this to be about the people from 60 years ago. We want it to be about the kids today. And really the whole museum is, and the Maltzes, Milton Tamar Maltz, who conceived and founded this museum and who are very involved in things like the decision and the thought process of bringing this Israeli exhibition, really envisioned this as a place for people of all ages, of all cultures, and all religions and races and backgrounds, and it really has turned out to be that.
So can you give us a few details on when the exhibit's open and where people can find more information to attend this?
Sure, I'd be glad to. You can visit our website, which is www.maltzjewishmuseum.org. And that's the easiest way to find out lots of information. You can call us at 593-0575, and that's area code 216, to find out about exactly when we're here. But in general, the museum is open Tuesday through Sunday from 11 to 5. We're open Wednesday evenings. We do a lot of group tours, and so during the times that we're closed on Mondays and evenings and mornings, you are able to book group tours during those times that we're not open to the public. So there's lots of ways to come see us. There's also a season-long series of programs that go along with the Israel exhibition, from an Exodus marathon. We're showing the original Exodus movie, which is 3 hours and 25 minutes, I believe. So I think we're showing it at like 10 o'clock, 2 o'clock, and 6 o'clock on a particular day. There's a panel of technology folks and investors that will come and talk about the investment in Israel. There's a session about Israel memories. There are several other programs, and if you want to know about those, they're all on our website, or you can call and we'll tell you the different dates and specifics.
Well, listeners, be sure to follow the link on this website to learn more about this important exhibition. I guarantee you'll learn something. You'll be really impressed and inspired, as I was. Today we've been speaking with Judy Feniger, the director of the Maltz Museum. Thank you, Judy.
Thank you.
You've been listening to the Great Lakes Geek Show. Come back soon at www.greatlakesgeek.com.